for the final time on this Thursday. I come to you from the Gatorade broadcast booth. I'm Nick Brinks with this state track and field update on Kick 106.7. Gatorade, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Our final event just wrapped up for the day. It was the 1A girls shuttle hurdle, and the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders pick up a 12th place finish with a time of 1:11.82. They finished second in heat two en route to their 12th place finish. That was Lauren Cook, Aubrey Hoffbauer, Amelia Eddy, and Malia Clayberg. And in heat three, IKM Manning took home 18th overall after finishing fourth in heat three with a time of 1:13.11. That was Abby Nyheisel, Grace Carroll, Anna Stangle, and Abby Wanzer. Other recent results as our coverage winds down on this opening day of the state track meet for 2024. In the boys 100 meter dash prelims, we had three gentlemen competing in heat one, heat two, and heat three. Davis Rasmussen of IKM Manning finishes 24th with a time of 11:67. Coon Rapids Baird's Caden Oswald sets a personal record with a 12th place finish. 11:17 was his time. And Aaron Olson of Audubon finishes 17th overall with a personal record time of 11:33. Those are the most recent results to wrap up our opening day. For our local athletes, let's touch on some of the highlights. One medal was awarded today, and one ticket was punched to a Saturday final. Marie Day medaled in the 3A girls 400-meter final. She finished fifth with a time of 57:77. And Caden Oswald of Coon Rapids Baird qualified for Saturday's 200-meter dash final, coming up around 2 p.m. on Saturday. He was fifth overall with a personal record of 22:34. Those are your top performers today, not getting medals, but finishing in the top 10. Tristan Gordon of South Central Calhoun in the 2A girls shot put finished ninth this morning, and Kemper's Ellie Sybil was 10th in that same event, the 2A shot put. Those are the most recent results and some of the highlights from this opening day of the state track meet. We are back once again bright and early tomorrow morning for some Friday coverage in what should be a hot one here at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. This final update for this Thursday evening was brought to you by Quant Auto Salvage, Western Iowa Networks, Corn Belt Telephone, Poet Bioprocessing, Mackey Motors, and Landis Ralston. For all of today's state track results, photos, interviews, or if you want to go back and listen to these radio updates, you can find them all at sports.1380kcim.com. From the Gatorade broadcast booth at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7. Thanks so much for taking part in our coverage today, and we'll be back for more tomorrow.